Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. How you get back on the radio? 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. If you want to email me, that's an easy one, ath@kxl.com. And I want to welcome to hour number two. Well, hour number one is just up on SoundCloud, but hour number two here of Around the House, where we are a royalty-free zone for your next hour. We are not talking about princes and princesses. We're talking about your house and what you need to do around it. So we're going to have fun with that. So a couple things I want to talk about as well is we're going to dive into attic ventilation here. We started to do that last hour. We had a great caller before that with questions about it, which was perfectly timed. But feel free to call in with all of your home improvement questions. And then this hour as well, we're going to give away another hose end sprayer of 30 seconds outdoor cleaner so you can get that house, well, cleaned up. Because we got people probably coming over next weekend or the next weekends after that. It's that kind of season to go out and have some fun outside.
It's barbecue season. We got to have people over and you got to want to look nice.
You do. Want to have that stuff dialed in. Got to have that clean deck outside. That's the key right there. So, well, okay, let's dive into this home ventilation because it's that time of year where you get that outside air, which is warm. You know, we get these 90 degrees days, sun beating on the roof. If you don't have the air flowing correctly in and out of that attic, you're going to have some problems. And it's going to cost you money in your pocketbook, which is the key thing. Or if you don't have air conditioning, it's going to make for a pretty miserable living condition. So one of the things when you're talking about kind of the general health of an attic space is airflow. So you want to have basically incoming air and exhaust. So what you have to do with any kind of a situation where you put a fan in, if it, you know, you can put in these ventilation fans where it'll grab air inside the attic and pressure it right back outside again and get some air moving through it. The problem is you need to have what they call makeup air. Makeup air is like if you turn on in your home, this is why they have makeup air in new homes or big vent fans. So if you've got that big Viking range, let's say, and you've got the Viking hood over the top of it, that's, you know, you got through, you're like good things. Nothing wrong with that. Well, that's a 1200 CFM fan if you've got the big one. So that's 1200 cubic feet per minute exiting out of the house. Well, if you've got a nicely sealed air efficient home, you've created a vacuum. Because that's got to come from someplace. So in your home, if you don't have makeup air in that situation, you're now, if you've got a gas water heater, now that vent is the easy way in. So you're sucking the carbon monoxide back into your home. So that's why makeup air can be important. And if you've got the dryer going that's venting outside, that's creating a vacuum. Maybe you got two or three vent fans going in because the kids just jumped out of the shower. Or you've got a gas fireplace that doesn't take air in from the outside. You could have tons of air doing that. We don't want to create that in your attic. So you want to make sure that when you put one of those, you know, attic vent fans in, that you've got enough air that can come in. Because what happens is you got those little ridge vents, which is what our last caller before was talking about. If you don't have that air coming in, it's going to grab the next available air. Well, that's going to be coming out of your living space. So my recommendation is if you're going to put in an attic vent fan to reduce those temperatures that get hot inside your attic, I would pull all the insulation out. I would seal every single little crack and crevice up in your attic between your living space and the ceiling and the home and the attic space itself. So create a nice barrier in there so you don't have any airflow going between the home. That means around the can lights, drywall. You know, if you get into some of these 40s homes that have crown molding and stuff in there, they had early drywall, but many times they didn't seal the joint between the sidewalls and the ceiling, and they just put crown molding up. If that's the case, when you put that vent fan up there, you're going to suck all that nice, cool air that's in your home right up into the attic, and then it's going to cost you more. So if you get that barrier sealed up, and then when you put the insulation correctly back in there, you put up these little baffles to make sure that the insulation doesn't cover the vent holes, because if you cover those vent holes where they're coming up through the soffits, guess what? The airflow is not going to go through there. And one little secret, if you walk through your attic, you can see areas where there's airflow issues. Insulation ends up being a filter. So, you know, if you've got, let's say, pink insulation up there, if you've got that, what happens is that ends up being a filter. It'll turn black because it'll grab all the dirt in the air. It's like if you've got white carpet in a house that's probably 10 years old, you'll notice the black around the base moldings and stuff. That's not your carpet guy missing the cleaning or vacuum. That is air coming up from the crawl space or basement, most likely crawl space, that's going through and filtering that air. And so people go, oh, I hate this cream carpet. My carpet cleaning guy missed the corners. No, that's a filter, and that's air coming up out of that crawl space in through that carpet or up through the attic through the insulation. And so those little things, you get up there with a flashlight and put a dust mask on because it's usually pretty dusty up there. But if you go through and check that, you can see where that it's coming through, and that'll tell you a few stories. Now, if you really want to see where your issues are, you get down in there with a little thermal imaging scanner, and you can rent those from different places. You can buy them at the home centers. You can, I think even in Washington County, you can rent them from the library. So there's different crazy places you can get tools like that, but you can go around and they've got a screen on them, and you can hold it up against the wall and take a peek at it and look at it and say, wow, there's a big, huge red mark right here. That's where heat's coming through, and you can see where the heat loss is. If I go around many houses, like even our house, I go around the top ceiling where the top plate is. There's no insulation there because there's wood. Wood isn't the best insulating. You can see every little stud where the heat transfers through there, and then it'll be cooler or hotter depending on the outside air where the insulation is. So these little things will help you kind of track down that heat loss. But put in the ventilation fan. They work great. However, there's a lot of work if you're going to do it correctly. They're going to cost you some money if not. And new insulation, that's one of the best things you can do in that attic space to get that value back. I think it's 120 or so percent return on new attic insulation on a house. Because one, attic insulation is very inexpensive out of a home improvement thing. Two, pays for itself really quickly because that's where a lot of heat loss is. So that's a good little tip when you're doing that, especially out in Bend, Tri-Cities, Baker City, Enterprise, all you guys out there where it gets a little hotter and you get that hot sun beating down on everything. That is where you get your savings on that. So always consult a professional, or if you like doing tons of math, make sure that you've got the right air intake and the right air exhaust, and you're going to go pretty good. I want to get your calls, 877-733-1011, 877-733-1011. We're going to come up with a bunch of other stuff. We're going to talk about saving water and your sprinklers out there this year, and I'm going to talk about making sure you keep things watered up because it can do some damage out there. So we come back, we'll be talking about that and much, much more just as soon as Around the House returns.
Craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion.
It's my passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. Want referrals, yo? My clientele will bear you witness.
Right, right.
I can help when your door jam sticks. Huh? There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah.
I do tiles, I do stone, I do bricks. Call me, I'll come rushing over with my bag of tricks.
Bag of tricks.
Where you going? Your disposal is rusted.
Rusted.
Problem making you disgusted.
Yes.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We talk home improvement each Saturday. Want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. We're going to go out to a call here, but I want to give away another thing of 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. We're going to go caller number 10 for a hose end sprayer. Now, you're going to have to come in and pick it up. It's caller number 10, and you bet you're wanting to know what those numbers are, aren't you? 503-733-4101. That's 503-733-4101. That is what we're going to give away. It's that 30 seconds outdoor cleaner, 64-ounce hose end sprayer. So, caller 10, 503-733-4101. Now, let's jump out here to Mike and Tiger. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I've got a 2000 Gerdon mobile home.
Okay.
That has PVC windows.
Okay.
And I need to replace all the little catches that hold them on so that keep them from falling out of the window, the socket. To wash the outside window,
yep.
It's all broken off, and I don't know how to measure when to replace them.
All right, so you're trying to you're going to replace the whole window itself?
Yes.
Okay, most window manufacturers, and I'll say most because there are a few out there that still use the glass size, which is way too difficult to deal with for measuring a window, but windows are figured off of rough opening size. So a window, for instance, I'm going to call it a window thing for you in window nomenclature. So a 4030 window is a rough opening size of 4 feet wide by 3 foot high. So you'll see it be like 40, which is 4 foot O, 3 foot O, or it would be 26, which is 2 foot 6 inches. So you're going to go through and measure what that rough opening size is, which means you might have to take some interior trim off, or you can take a look at the outside of the frame of it and kind of take a look. A lot of times window manufacturers and mobile homes have started to play a little nicer together with the windows and gone to more standard sizes. That's the first dimension you're going to take a peek at.
Okay.
Also make sure you've already got a PVC or vinyl window in there, so the thickness might be okay, but there are different kinds. What I would do is I would take pictures of the window of what you've got going on, pictures from the outside, kind of detailed pictures of the outside and the inside. Measure to take a look how big your inside jam is as well, and get those measurements and head to your window store and talk to them down there before you, of course, order a window or get one off the shelf, just to make sure that you've got something that's going to fit. Because, again, mobile homes sometimes, as you know, can be a little different as far as the standards. But many times on the newer ones, the windows have been one of the things that have been standard. So you might be okay there.
Okay, perfect.
Does that help you, brother?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, all the plastic is coming off the glass and just on and on. So it's time to update the windows.
Sounds good, man. Pay a lot of attention when you put that thing back in there. There's a lot of great YouTube videos up there. Make sure that you get that thing sealed off really well, because with most mobile homes like that, the big issue is there's not a lot of overhang on those. And so when you get the rain and stuff beating off the front of that house, you want to make sure that you keep that window, that water from going into the siding and stuff on it. That'll ruin it. So really pay attention to the flashings in the wind around the window and sealing that up correctly. That will save you a ton of headaches.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, man. Good luck out there. Thanks for calling Around the House, man. One other thing, too, I want to mention out there. We do have some great projects out there that we put up, and it's called Around the House Online. It is a little page that we've got on Facebook. So what it is, and this is what's super fun about this, is it's a closed group. So you jump on Facebook and look at Around the House Nation, and if you type that in, you could ask to be part of the group. We let you in. There's a ton of people sharing projects. Like, we've got somebody in Fairbanks that's building planter boxes going outside their cabin. We have, you know, all these different projects going on, and you get name brand people out there that are actually sitting there commenting and helping you along. We had a notable award-winning Manhattan architect talking to somebody about rebuilding a brick wall, a concrete block wall. And the guy, I mean, he built the designed the Intrepid Aerospace Museum in Manhattan, and he's helping this guy out with a block wall. So I love this stuff. We have a lot of different people to join in on it, and you can have some fun with it. Tanya from Portland, thank you for calling in and winning the 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. If you want more of that stuff, everybody out there, you want to win, tune in next week to Around the House from noon to 2, where we will be giving away another hose end sprayer that. We'll do that every hour. So thanks to all our friends over at Collier Manufacturing and 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner for helping us out with Around the House on this stuff. I love giving this stuff away and helping people clean up a little bit. That's the fun part. So.
It's the best time of year for it, too. We got it, especially right now. It's still cool out there. You want to get this done before we get in those mid-80s to 90-degree weather.
No kidding. I got to dive into the driveway here soon myself. When we first moved into, Julie and I moved into the house a year ago, someone had not done their due diligence on cleaning that exposed aggregate driveway. It was much more like a carpet probably than a driveway, so it was pretty rough. I was not impressed with it, so we have done a lot of cleaning on it, but it's time of year I gotta dive into that again. So I've been doing a lot of different projects. I don't know if you saw my segment on Morgan de Oregon this last week. That was kind of fun. We've got a new one coming up this week, which is going to be super fun. I took that old Craftsman belt sander. You know, everybody's got one of those things. It's like their dad's belt sander was given to me, and we replaced the cord on it. So having some fun with stuff. We're going to have a new one. I got some products coming in that'll be coming up here in a little bit. We're going to be doing it'll be how to refinish bedroom furniture. So I've been waiting for the knobs and stuff to show up courtesy of Baldwin Hardware. So those are coming in here this next week. So we're going to dive into that project. So got a lot of new ones coming up for my more segments, which hopefully it'll help people learn how to do some of these things as well, because I like teaching people how to do some of these normal projects. It's funny. Some of the ones that seemed like the most obvious to me are the ones that people love the most. We've talked about that a little bit. How to change the filter on your front-load washing machine. I had so many people go, front-load washing machine has a filter?
I was one of those people.
Same with you know, the easy way to adjust your oven, you know, when you're cooking. You know, you got to think about that. You got the oven going, and you're like, man, I followed the directions, especially me, who's not a great cook from that. I followed directions. Wouldn't it turn out right? Well, maybe your oven's not adjusted right. Our oven at the house, it was 50 degrees off.
Oh, wow. That matters.
That matters. You know, Julie had to relearn how to do some of those things because she normally was like, oh, okay, I'm going to self-adjust the temperature on it, and because you get used to doing it that way, and all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, we can actually start following the directions on some of this stuff now because the oven's going to be a lot more closer to what would be normal. So
you're about to do indoor renovating your indoor furniture. You just did outdoor furniture too.
Yeah,
for your
first day. Diving into that stuff, so we're gonna have some fun with it. We come back, I want to get more of your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Ari G. Listen to a little Jade there. He turned 18, so I can't call him a little kid anymore now. He's an adult, but he's still finishing up high school and making music, so I love that. You can catch him up in Seattle, and I'll let you know when he comes down here into the Portland area and starts doing some shows down here. Well, you're welcome to call into the studio here, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. We're talking home improvement, like we always do. We're trying to hit some of these summertime things right now that are way too nice outside to be doing, but you got to get these things knocked out. So when it comes into getting the barbecue or having a cold one, you've got the work knocked out and you can kind of chill out a little bit. What else do you want to be doing on a Saturday? Well, one thing I wanted to, I like to test products before I really start playing with them here in the show, because before I kind of wave the flag around, I like to be able to use them and understand them. And last year I installed one of the Ratio brand Bluetooth sprinkler timers. And I had the old Toro that's 20 years old plus that was just awesome. It was working, but just didn't do what I wanted it to do. So I put this in. I tell you what, they just came out with their third generation. It saves you tons of money on water. And here's why. It is tied into the weather stations out there. So if you get that storm coming through and it drops a half inch rain in your house or a quarter inch of rain in your house, it knows not to run the sprinklers the next day or during when it's raining because it's going, hey, it's raining. I don't need to run the sprinklers. So one, it'll keep you having greener grass. But the great part is it knows what the temperature is outside. So if we're going to get into these days where it's cloudy like right now and maybe 50s, 60s, 70s, it's not going to put as much water on your lawn as if it's 100 degrees and sunny. So the other thing I like is with our clay soil here in the Northwest, and again, this is on this side of the mountains. We got a lot more sand on the other side, but it does the same thing for you over there. With these different soils, you program the type of soil in there so it knows that, oh, you've got clay soil. So I'm going to sit there and I'm going to run it on a couple short runs instead of one long one where it just runs off and goes into your neighbor's yard or out in the street. So it does a lot of that. Let's talk a little more about that in a minute, but let's run out to Ray in Hillsboro. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, Eric. How are you today?
Good, man. What can I help you with?
Okay, I'm putting a new flooring in a den in a house in Hillsboro, and this probably was built in the 70s.
Okay.
And when I was tearing up the underlayment, there's a register in there. First of all, their heating and air conditioning unit is out in the garage.
Okay.
There's a register in there that where it blows in either the heat or the cold.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another register that I found, and when I pulled up the register, the plate, it just goes straight down to the crawl space.
Okay.
He wanted me to plug it up.
Okay.
Now, it is right to the left of a wood-burning fireplace. So I don't know, after I was listening to your other venting stuff, I don't know whether I should plug it up or does it need to have that section coming up.
Now, here's the thing, if that is a cold air intake that's designed for that heating, that's designed for that, to give you fresh air next to that?
I've run across those before.
I have.
I've run across those in mobile homes when I'm doing the flooring, but this one just goes straight down to the crawl space, and there's no piping or no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just goes straight down to the crawl space. So, but I don't know, you know, if it's that it needs to suction up before the fireplace. So that's why I was calling you, if you've ever run into that.
You know, I would refer to a fireplace technician to make sure you don't, but I'll be honest, in a typical 1970s home, they're not that tight of a home. They're not, you know, you don't have the house wrap and everything else on the outside of that. So you're going to get a fair amount of air leakage out of that home anyway. My concern would be that you're pulling in dirty, unconditioned air out of the crawl space, and that's not great for your health on the inside.
That's what I was worried about, too.
If it was me and it was my house, I would, if I was worried about air intake that like that, where it's coming out of the house, I would spend a few hundred bucks and hook into that air conditioning system, makeup air like you would for another. It's just it's a duct that would hook into that HVAC system that when it notices that it has, you know, a negative air pressure inside the house, it turns the fan on, draws in fresh air from outside, sends it through the filter, through the air conditioning or heating system throughout the house, and brings in air that way. I would do more of a makeup air system than what they've got there. That's what I would recommend as the best solution for it. But I wouldn't want to be pulling air out of my crawl space. That's not a good situation either. And you're right with calling me on that. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Hey, Ray, thanks for calling into Around the House, man. Great question. So I always want to talk to the fireplace professionals on that, because there are specific models out there that might say, you know, you might want to have that air makeup air coming in there. But in a 70s house, most of those 70s, 60s, 50s, and older homes are so drafty that you don't have as big a makeup air problem as you do if it was a brand new home that was doing that. And if it was a brand new home, they just put a makeup air system on there to give that fresh air. So that's the key. Well, let's talk about this ratio sprinkler timer a little bit more and dive back into that for a minute, because here's the cool thing with the new one that I like. So you got this sprinkler timer, and you go, oh, it's just a sprinkler timer. Who cares? Well, you can control it with your phone, which is even better when the kids go out and play on the lawn, because you can turn the sprinkler on, or Julie did that one time too, which is hilarious. But you can turn this thing on with your basically on your phone, you can turn it off and on. But the thing is with this, the new version 3, which I love, they came out with a flow meter that goes onto your main water line. So it'll now detect leaks. So this is going to catch And it's so impressive that it knows when it runs through some cycles, okay, this is the normal water usage you have in a cycle. If you blow off a sprinkler head, it knows it. So if you lose a sprinkler head out there on your main water system, it goes, whoa, it shuts that thing off and sends you a warning and says, I think you've got a leak. Or if you got a leak in the system, it'll notice, hey, I'm not running anything, but I'm noticing water flowing. So it's pretty impressive. So all you out there that are doing that, that is with the sprinkler timers and stuff out there, that's a great way to go. Even if you're using irrigation, if you're over in Eastern Washington or Eastern Oregon with irrigation systems, I'd still use it as well, because if you got a leak, you know what it is. And I tell you what, I had tons of leaks in systems when I was living in the Tri-Cities. I had out in Hoover, I was on 20 acres out there, and I was every weekend fixing sprinkler system stuff out there because we had cows and the whole thing. I was farming it, and those cows would be pushing over sprinklers and breaking stuff. But if you know you got a leak like that, it is a nice thing to do, and to send you a warning, I like it. So that Ratio sprinkler timer is super cool. Bluetooth, it monitors the flow rates. They say it'll save you on average about 30% on your water usage. And if you can save that big of money, and if you're in Portland where water is a serious premium, that pays for itself pretty quick. So it's a good way to go. And you get a cool little app to work with it as well. That's what I like. So
being able to control it from anywhere, too. I mean, you can't beat it. Accessibility, you're going to make your money back.
Yeah. What I like, too, is that you can set it up on your phone real quick. I mean, with the other timer, with the older timers, you're sitting there going, okay, I got to turn this dial to set. I need to push this button to set the beginning time. And it was like you were trying to program nuclear launch codes into a 1970s computer. It was tough. It was tough to set up. And if you didn't get the thing set up correctly, you had sprinklers going off at weird times and everything else. And so those are things that when I look at it, man, easy setup, saves you money, and you can set it up where, okay, my front, you know, program one is grass, number two is my garden, three is the trees, four is the shrubs.
Wow.
And when you go through, it knows how it wants to apply the water to those areas. Is it a hill? If it's a hill, they're going to sit there and it's going to run that cycle two or three times for short, just so it doesn't run water all the way down the hill.
Yeah.
So I like that. Saves money, saves water. And you know something? If I could put something in, a piece of hardware on my sprinkler system that's going to give me greener grass and win the battle of the who's got the nicest golf course lawn, it's a good way to go. Good way to go. Dave, he's the same guy. He needs one of those. I can tell you. He's over there nodding his head. When we come back, we're going to wrap this thing up. You're listening to Around the House with Eric G. Radio.
Now back to a Northwest News. Driving down the highway. Going to a show.
Welcome back to Around the House. What not a great way to close the show out with a little bit of Lemmy at the end of the show. Gotta like that. Well, we talk home improvement here each Saturday, and this is where we have a lot of fun with you, our listeners. We appreciate it. So check on Around the House with Eric G on Facebook, because this thing goes all week long. And we also have our group, which is Around the House Nation, where you can join up as well. We talk a lot of projects. I want to thank everybody out there. We added 25 people to Facebook this week. And if you please jump onto Facebook, like, follow, do all those things that you have to do on social media, because we'd like to add a few more this week and keep adding to it. We get some great conversations going on. We have some funny things get posted up. You'll see me post up my DIY videos from Morgan Day, Oregon, and then just other stuff. I mean, I posted up a little bit earlier today a great video from Dirt Monkey University, which we had Stanley on here earlier this year, and he put up the three top scams from hiring bad contractors out there. And great tips, you know. And I also put up my little thing the other day, is it's kind of my question out there. Why in the food industry you tend to pay more for something that's deconstructed, where we just call it going to the hardware store?
And they do the same thing for cocktails too.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
No.
Why are they charging more and then you have to mix it yourself?
Yeah. I don't want to deconstruct it.
No.
I just want the cocktail.
Make it for me.
Come on. I don't need something that simple. It's like, did you run out of ideas? Just Come on, man. Give me a cocktail.
We also, as everybody else did over the last week, we were talking about the whole Yanny versus Laurel discussion.
That got pretty good, actually. There was a lot of comments on that, you know, and that's been a funny one. I actually heard an interview out there that was from the guy that he's a Broadway actor that actually voiced over it. I heard it out on social media out there.
Oh, that was actually him.
That was actually him. Wow. That did it. He's like, I've been trying my whole career to make it on Broadway, and Yanny Laurel made me my made me. He's like, this is crazy. And I'm like, oh, that's a great interview. I love it. I love it. So yeah, jump on there, because you know, we're having a lot of fun on this, and we've got some great people out there that chime in, you know, Skip Bedell or the guys, you know, we'll have we were talking earlier, Architects to Jeff Devlin's jumped on there. We've had guys from Homes on Homes TV show. We got a lot of people jumping on there. So share those projects, because we had one of our great listeners that was on there here when we first started this. He was trying to figure out how to go through and install a digital thermostat. I think he wanted to put a Nest in. Everybody kind of jumped in, chimed on, just gave their 2 cents on it. He made it happen. Got it done. So it's kind of cool. It's one of those things that everybody's really kind, really nice, because that's the rules here. No politics. We just try to have a good time on there and help inspire you for new projects. So it's a great place to get design advice. We had Robin Daly, one of our hosts that we had on, one of the guests we had on here. She was talking paint with somebody on there and how to recycle it. So there's just so many great things we can do with that. And jump online for that, Around the House with Eric G or Around the House Nation. So we're going to have a lot of great things coming up this summer. We're going to have some great people on air here. We're going to have coming up in the coming weeks, I'm sure we'll have, we're getting things booked out, so we'll have this coming up here with a great tease coming forward, but we're going to talk about things like doing brick driveways or block walls and things like that. We're going to get into some of that outdoor stuff. We're going to talk air conditioning. We'll talk electrical. We're going to dive into a lot of these big projects that are scary for a lot of people out there. You know, I'm sure we'll talk about foundation stuff as well.
Real quick, I do want to take a quick shout out right now to Tanya, who won our 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. She just joined Around the House with Eric G. So nice. I just want to say thanks for joining us.
Right on. Winner, winner. I love it. That's great. And thanks again to all those guys out there like 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. We have so much fun with those guys. And we want to help you clean everything up. I got to do some projects with that coming up. I got a lot of cleaning to do. Julie's in here. She goes, yeah, you do. I got my honeydew. I'm watching my honeydew list getting drawn out over here right now as we speak.
Your honey's doing the list.
She's doing the list. We got a lot of that going, and that's the fun part of that. So, yeah, it's, you know, I've got a lot of projects coming up, which end up sometimes on more Good Day Oregon segments as well. But it's going to be a fun summertime, and I want to help you guys keep your house cool. Keep it energy efficient. We're going to talk through all that stuff. So it's going to be some good shows coming in. Stay tuned. And if you miss some of those, don't worry. You can go over to Around the House Online and catch those podcasts, because we have them all up right there. If you want to listen to something we did last year, you know, you can catch it right there. And that's the great part. We've got all that up there for you to do. Well, guess what? That's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to executive producer Jordan Vodder for making the show sound great, and Donovan Sargent, who rocked the communication center, kept us on track, and Dave Bourne, who was born ready to drive us today from the captain's chair. We're going to have fun. So, well, here's one thing too. Wait, I got Dave giving me the 1 minute mark. So, well,
we're not going to get to that this week.
We're not going to get to that this week. So, well, we want to join us next week from noon to two, or once again, we join us together every week. We're going to have a good time. So, well, Jordan, what do you got coming up here? What do you think we should talk about next week?
You know, I one thing I do like is the top 10 most procrastinated DIY projects.
Really?
Yeah. I want to talk about that.
Let's do it.
Want to do that now?
Well,
no, we're going to do that next week.
Should we do that next week?
Probably, I think next week.
Well, we could do it now.
No,
we could do it next week.
We don't have time. We got the music. Dave's telling us we got to go.
Right, we could do it. All right.
No, next week.
Tune in next week. We'll talk about top 10 procrastinator project next time on Around the House. All over the radio with you. All over the radio.
We're hand in hand in stereo. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.